Once upon a time in America, bananas were considered an exotic fruit because they came from the tropics. But during the course of consumption in the 20th century, these yellow clusters have become naturalized in the temperate climate of supermarket produce departments. Now bananas are almost as common as the common cold. When Dr. America visits a supermarket, he encounters bananas, papayas, mangoes, and kiwi fruit. Even during the winter, he can purchase peaches and plums, grapes and nectarines from the southern hemisphere. All of these fruits spill from the cornucopia of the American supermarket, a variation on the theme of variety. A product of the 19th century, variety derived from the transportation and packaging revolutions, which made it possible for Americans to experience Heinz's 57 varieties and many more. A historian writing in 1924 claimed that canning gives the American family, especially in cities and factory towns, a kitchen garden where all good things grow and where it is always harvest time. There are more tomatoes in a 10-cent can than could be bought fresh in the city markets for that sum when tomatoes are at their cheapest, and this is true of other tinned foods. A regular Arabian Nights garden where raspberries, apricots, olives, and pineapples, always ripe, grow side by side with peas, pumpkin, spinach. A garden with baked beans, vines, and spaghetti bushes, and sauerkraut beds, and great cauldrons of hot soup, and through it running a branch of the ocean in which one can catch salmon, lobsters, crabs, and shrimp, and dig oysters and clams. Such variety has obvious benefits, but it also has costs, which are not all computed at the supermarket checkout counter. When Dr. America buys bananas, he is engaged in what William Cronin calls consumer forgetfulness, ignorant of how his bunch was grown and garnered, sold and shipped, marketed and distributed to the produce case of his local supermarket, which obscures the environmental and cultural practices that produce these fruits for the American eye and mouth. Bananas are just one of the fruits of the labor of the Third World. Bananas first came to America in quantities, for example, thanks to the United Fruit Company and the Standard Fruit and Steamship Company, which were involved in the creation of so-called banana republics in Latin America. Currently, bananas are picked green, shipped in refrigerated container units, and then gassed in grocery warehouses with ethylene to ripen them to the yellow color consumers expect. Unlike the apple, which comes with a dozen different names, Americans believe basically in just one banana. Although upscale supermarkets sometimes include plantains and small red bananas in order to remind us of our economic power and democratic choices, Lacatan bananas remain the top banana. Paraphrasing Gertrude Stein, we seem to believe that a banana is a banana is a banana. But to fruit companies, the banana is something else. Nature packages the banana in a yellow skin which can be peeled to reveal the pulpy white fruit inside. Culture packages bananas in the same skin, but it uses a corporate sticker to demonstrate the domestication of the wild banana. As Susan Willis suggests in a wonderful essay called Learning from the Banana, banana stickers add brand names to nature's packaging. Like the Sunkist logo stamped on oranges, the brand name suggests that multinational commodity corporations are more responsible than nature for nature's bounty. It also suggests subliminally that the banana is a manufactured item, as processed and predictable as an assembly line product. Beyond breakfast, bananas have slipped into the national sign system. Often associated with monkeys and monkey business, the banana is a source of amusement for Americans who are often employed in donkey business. The banana peel, for example, has become a staple of slapstick comedy, the lubricant that slickens any surface, causing the downfall of comedians and cartoon characters. If pride goes before a fall, it is often accompanied by a banana peel. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America going, where else? Bananas.